USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the NFL, the New England Patriots do it again with another Super Bowl victory, this time over the LA Rams 13-3. It was the lowest scoring Super Bowl ever, but Pats quarterback Tom Brady says he'll take it.
We moved the ball decent. We just couldn't get the points on the board, and for one reason or another.
Brady says he preferred it over last year when his team scored more points but lost to the Philadelphia Eagles. President Trump says he'd have a hard time letting his 12-year-old son, Barron, play football.
If he wanted to, yes. Would I steer him that way? No, I wouldn't.
In that interview with CBS's Face the Nation, the president called it a very dangerous sport. About 3,700 more troops on the way to the U.S.-Mexico border to support border agents. That will bring the total number of troops there to just over 4,350. And this is USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Announced in November, there will be at least 4,000 layoffs of salaried workers by General Motors today, the start of an overall effort to reduce the company's North American workforce by 15% to free up billions to invest in a new generation of vehicles. In a Super Bowl Sunday interview with CBS News, President Trump weighed in again on the issue of kneeling during the national anthem at NFL games. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
In an interview on CBS's Face the Nation, President Trump says he hasn't changed his mind about NFL players kneeling in protest during the national anthem.
I think that when you want to protest, I think that's great, but I don't think you do it at the sake of our flag, at the sake of our national anthem.
The Super Bowl, one of the few live events people still love to watch of the 10 highest-rated TV programs in U.S. history. 9 were Super Bowls. 1 was the finale of MASH.
President Trump scheduled to deliver his State of the Union address tomorrow evening, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The National Transportation Safety Board's investigating after at least 5 people were killed when a small plane crashed into a house in Yorba Linda, California yesterday. That plane reportedly took off from Fullerton Municipal Airport on Sunday afternoon. Authorities got word of the pilot's emergency signal just after 1:30 local time. Officials say the pilot died along with 4 people in the home. Police in Texas say they've recaptured a dangerous inmate who escaped yesterday. Cedric Marks got away when he was left unattended during a prisoner transport. Police say they're not sure how he was able to get free of his shackles when the transport van stopped at a McDonald's. He was captured about 40 miles north of Houston. He has 3 pending murder charges, and he's a professional MMA fighter. The new thriller from M. Night Shyamalan is still number 1 at the box office. Glass, earning $9.5 million in its 3rd week in theaters in the U.S. and Canada. Coming in 2nd at the box office over the weekend, the Kevin Hart, Bryan Cranston comedy The Upside, which sold nearly $9 million worth of tickets. Remember, for absolutely free, you can check us out online anytime at our newly redesigned website. That's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.